Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit. Bandwidth for All About Android is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
This episode of All About Android is brought to you by Ting.com. Ting is a mobile phone service that helps you save money by offering a fair price for the services you use. Visit allaboutandroid.ting.com to get $25 towards your first device or service and to find out how much you can save. And by Ring Video Doorbell. With Ring, you can see and talk to anyone at your door from anywhere in the world using your smartphone. It's like caller ID for your home. Right now, get free expedited FedEx shipping in time for the holidays when you go to ring.com/allaboutandroid. And by Automatic, the connected car company that improves your driving and integrates your car into your digital life. For more information, visit automatic.com/twit and enter the code TWIT to get 20% off your purchase. Hello, and welcome to another episode of All About Android. This is episode 243, recorded Tuesday, December 8th, 2015. We're your weekly source for the latest news, hardware, and apps for the Android faithful. I'm Jason Owl.
I'm Ron Richards.
And I'm Florence Ion.
Welcome back, everyone.
All right.
And by everyone, I mean all four of us.
All four of us.
Four people sitting at the table today. Brady Forrest, hey. How's it going, man? It's
good.
Been a while.
It's good to be back. Thanks. Yeah it was earlier this year, like spring.
Yes.
With all the little, the gimmicky cell phones, right?
The bunny phone,
right?
Bunny phone. Bleak in the chat room ended up with a bunny phone, by the way.
Bunny phone.
Oh, nice.
It ended up being kind of like a giveaway thing, and Bleak was very happy to receive it, although he did say, I think it was a couple of weeks ago, I was like, so how is the bunny phone treating you? And he's like, it would be great if I could charge it. None of the normal chargers charge it up, I guess.
Really?
Yeah.
I was able to charge it.
Maybe your chargers are inferior.
I wasn't able to get it to do much other than look like a bunny phone, but okay. I could charge it.
For some people, just looking like a bunny phone is enough.
Yeah. It's pretty good for a giveaway.
So ignitetalks.io. So you've really you've taken over Ignite at this point, right?
Yeah, I mean, I started Ignite with Bree Pettis back in 2006, and it was just a one-off event in Seattle, and it ended up spreading around the world. And there are 300-some Ignite cities around the world, and I wanted to get involved again with it. And so over the last couple of months, O'Reilly and I worked out a deal, and so I've kind of
come home, back into the fray, basically. IG Night has come home.
IG Night. Innovation Group Night. No, that's what we were calling it at first.
All right.
Oh,
and
really?
We're like,
there you go.
Innovation Night is a crappy name. Yeah. And then over some beers, we're like, Innovation Ignite. Oh, that
there
works.
Is. Yeah.
So IG that's Night works, too. Yeah. Brian, before the show,
I like
saying,
both.
Yeah, you, it's yeah. like you knew all along, Brian.
I've been a long time fan.
I remember back in 06, 07, the Ignite, those were great events. And there was that great time of conferences and summits and all this stuff and people coming together. So it's great to see you returning to it.
Thanks. Yeah. So. You know what I love about it is that it's often the first chance that someone has to do public speaking. Right. And so the events in Boulder, like over 1,000 people, Seattle, New York. Yep. And I'll be doing an all-day one at South by Southwest in the convention center, working with South by Southwest Interactive as well.
And just to kind of catch people up on what actually happens at the Ignite conference, it's basically 20 slides. So a presenter gets up on stage, 20 slides, they advance every 15 seconds, and you've got that amount of time to share your message or your project or whatever it is you have.
You have 5 minutes on stage. The talk will end whether or not you're done speaking.
Does a big cane come out and pull them off stage?
It's so cool.
So actually, at an Ignite Portland, they put all the talks in a video. Uh-huh. And so there's actually 15 seconds between each speaker. And in one case, a speaker kept droning on, and the next speaker ran up and checked.
Hey, you got to do what you got to
get
do.
Out of
you
the
got
way.
Five only.
Because she's
five
like,
minutes.
Hey, this is my time.
Yeah, fair enough. That's some dedication. I'm sure that person had some extra eyeballs on it just for just for that fact. Well, very cool. It's nice to have you home with Ignite and have you home here at All Bad Android.
Yeah, it's good to be back.
It's always great.
And I brought more hardware.
I know. Can't wait to look at the hardware.
No giveaways this time.
Very excited.
Not giving away the massive amount, the massive piece of hardware that you did bring.
No.
Well, speaking of hardware and giving hardware back, I guess we need to do the ceremonial as my review unit of the Nexus 6P, the period has come to an end, so I have to give it back to Jason, and I am now back on my sad little Nexus 5.
How's it feel?
It feels like a toy. It's like tiny and small and tiny.
Nubbin, so, that little guy.
Anyway, but we're back. We've been reunited. So.
But I bet your pants fit better now.
They do, actually. Yeah. And I actually haven't worried about dropping this because you can actually get a grip on this phone, unlike that phone, which is the slippery phone, as I call it.
Yeah, but the aluminum is definitely slippery. Yeah. I should show you mine real quick. The folks from Toast in Portland, Oregon, sent me an email and they were like, hey, we want to send you a case for your Nexus 6P so you can check it out. I put it on earlier today. So it's a real wood kind of – it has sticky paper on one side. It's a very thin sheet.
It's the special of kind of wood that has sticky paper on the other side.
Yeah, it grows from a very special type of tree.
Australian.
I'm not sure where it came from, but it was magical. The sticking process, like the pre-etched design and everything, is – frightening. To me, it was frightening because you really feel like once you drop it into place, like there's little to no going back, as evidenced by the fact that I did not drop the front in place properly. And when I tried to remove it, I don't know if you could see that little thing, but I mean, it snapped and I was trying really lightly to pull it off. Thankfully, you only really see it if you're looking for it.
But I can see it.
But it's a kind of a neat way to style out your phone and put on some wood options, I suppose.
It's very cool.
What is it with wood? I see so many people now. I want a wood back. I don't know. I've never had the.
It's a cross section between technology and organic.
Yeah,
you know, it's
just
like
a green bot. It's a organic and technology.
Or dagger eyes.
She's not amused. She is not amused.
Wow. Welcome to the last time that Brady was invited on.
Yeah.
All that but
that's very nice. But so I know many people are concerned or curious about what phone I'm going to go for.
Yes.
I did get to actually hold and play with a couple of Nexus 5Xs over the past couple of weeks, and I think we're going to pull the trigger on that. That's where I'm netting out.
So what about the next bit? Because now we're getting closer.
Well, next bit is February.
No, now you might as well just wait.
I mean, I don't know. I really like the Nexus. I mean, I don't know. Maybe if come February when the next bit comes out, maybe we'll cross that bridge when it comes to it. But after I've been on this for a day now, and I'm already dying at the battery.
So hard going backwards. Even on a great phone like the Nexus 5, and especially, I mean, you have to admit, having that larger device, even though it was too large for you, it's really difficult to go to a smaller device.
It's like having a truck.
Well, no, instead of just, no, actually, it reminded me, it felt like going from my MacBook Pro to a 286. That's what it felt like.
That's not good.
That's a steep drop.
That's not just a step down. That's a pretty
big
steep
It really
drop.
Did take a while to get used to the small size again, to the small, but after
you do
today,
adjust.
I'm back. Yeah,
exactly. You get back to it.
And I like the smaller one anyway. So the 5X hopefully will be mine, probably after the holidays, because it is the holidays now and money's tight. So, it is.
Yeah, it's a bummer. There are lots of sales that are happening.
I missed the sales, unfortunately. Right,
you missed the big one, the $300
lesson,
one.
Yeah, here's the lesson that Ron learned over Black Friday weekend is that if you go away for Thanksgiving, take a couple of your credit cards with you just in case. Don't just take your debit card because then a sale hits. And you can't. They will not give you your credit card number over the phone either. Like, I was on the phone. I'm like, it's me. Can I just have the number on the back? And they said, no, they wouldn't give it to me. So I missed out on the sale.
Yay for security.
There might be some in January.
Yeah, I'm sure there will be. Yeah.
Stock out sales.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we'll see.
Probably so.
Soon enough. But in the meantime, Nexus 5 is great. It's running fine. It works.
You got your Jawbreaker sticker on it.
My Jawbreaker sticker's back.
It's customized.
Yep, we're good.
All right, good.
All right.
We got a lot to talk about this week. Google's new Pixel C is a thing that you can buy. It's an actual thing now. Samsung's massive Galaxy View tablet, or maybe one step larger than a tablet. I'm not sure. Android 6.0.1 and the death of the poop emoji as we knew it, and much more. But why don't we check out some news, Brian?
This just in, one size does fit all when it comes to Android news.
All right. Okay. Solid. All solid. Right. Good delivery.
I'm a little sick. I'm cut. Get over it.
Here comes the excuses. Yeah. Here come the excuses.
He knew. Yeah. He knew it was subpar.
Sorry, guys. Just check out the best of and read through that.
We'll bring it back next week and you can try again.
In true This Just In news, we've got our Android operating system distribution numbers update.
Exciting stuff.
Very exciting, the monthly update. And some real movement in the charts, folks, let me tell you. So Marshmallow jumped from 0.3% to a solid 0.5%, which is, it might not seem a lot, but in the rollout of a new operating system, that is a lot. Additionally, Lollipop saw a jump going from 25.6% to 29.5%. And below that, KitKat is now at 36.6%, down from 37.8%. Jelly Bean is at 26.9%, down from 29%. And Ice Cream Sandwich, Gingerbread and Froyo are all still holding on. Ice Cream Sandwich has got 2.9%, Gingerbread at 3.4%, and Froyo at 0.2%.
One of these days, Froyo will not even be considered anymore.
When Froyo drops or becomes statistically insignificant, we need to celebrate. I don't know.
Celebrate by eating one last, eating its kind, eating a Froyo.
Yes, precisely.
But, say goodbye to it by eating it.
But strong growth on Marshmallow, 0.5%?
I suppose so.
Oh, wow, Flo's giving me the dagger eyes now. Jeez.
All right, explain
well,
the
this
dagger.
Is going to be a show this week. A lot of people updated to the 6P and the 5X, so that's why we saw a little bump. Right. But still, 0.3 to 0.5.
Well, but it's...
But you're right. I appreciate your optimism.
It's like the first inning.
Yeah. Okay, see?
That's true. Yeah. It's only been a couple of months,
that's
I suppose.
How optimistic you are.
Right, I am. You know? I see the glasses
really
half full.
Me. Yeah.
The glasses half full, Flo, not half empty.
Where do you stand, Brady? Half full or half empty?
I'm pretty half empty on that.
Do you think it would be higher by now?
I think it would be higher.
Really?
And I think, for developers to really know if they should start using new functionality, they want to know that the user base can handle it.
Right.
So,
yeah, things like app data backup and stuff like that is part of the Marshmallow API. I want all developers to hop on that train.
Come on this train, y'all.
But this is what always happens is that the operating system comes out and we've got a certain, the phone obsolescence rate has to catch up with the people buying new phones with the new operating system, and not everybody's like us frantically sideloading the latest version and everything, So, patient, slow and steady wins the race.
All right.
That's ridiculous. It's just ridiculous. Like, when are we just going to all be on the same damn software number?
Froyo at 0.3%.
I know.
When Google completely revamps how Android works, then maybe that'll happen.
I know. Well,
and until then, it's never going to happen.
But I'm not going to get into it.
I'm curious.
Well,
we don't have to get into it right now. But you know what we can get into?
What's
is
that?
We can get into the new emoji that came out with Android 6.0.1.
The important issues. The important
Finally,
issues
I
of the
have
day.
My middle finger that I can use to tell everybody to.
Yep. There it is.
Blank off.
There you go.
So is this an emoji that you've been actively waiting for?
Okay, so I have to be quite honest with everybody. I don't actually have 6.0.1 on my 6P, so I've been using the Nexus 6 at work, which I flashed the new version to put middle finger emojis.
So it's like your dedicated middle finger emoji device.
Yes, yes. Okay. And, it's kind of a bummer.
Oh, there it is.
Thank you to whoever tweeted me Salem, by the way, from Sabrina. That was the best reaction to that. But it's kind of a bummer that we have to wait for a system update for the emoji, because I was under the impression that it's the keyboard that controls that.
Yeah,
but it's system level. Who'd have thunk?
Yeah, which is a total bummer. But you know what? I'm glad that, like, the minute Hiroshi tweeted about it, it happened. I just have to say that I hope that this is a pattern. Every time he tweets something, it just, like,
something updates,
magically
changes.
Happens.
Well, and let's think backwards here. Not 5 days ago, Hiroshi tweeted out a picture of him at the airport with his
Pixel
C in the thing.
TSA.
When I saw that, I was like, okay, it's getting close. Google's ramping up its... we'll just put out a little sprinkle of cookie crumbs over here, and then very soon you'll understand why.
Getting smart
and
about
that's
it.
That's exactly what happened.
Brian, can you pull back up the list of new emojis? Because, these are important things.
They are important things. Okay, do you know how much my Apple friends have been making fun of me?
Were they making fun of you because you... Wait, go back.
Zipper mouth face.
Because you didn't have access to man in business suit levitating?
That's where? A ska dude. They should have named him the Toaster's logo. What, that's what they should have named him.
Lower right-hand corner above the kiss. Yeah, man in business suit, levitating.
Yeah.
I like the man in business suit, levitating.
Okay, now, Brian, go ahead and scan up. A little bit further up, poop emoji. Used to have swirly stinky lines above
weird.
It.
Yeah,
now it has eyeballs.
That is very super happy. Weird. Yeah. I don't want my poop staring back at me.
I also like that it's a sleuth or a spy. Your choice. Really, it's flexible.
It's
a sleuth or a spy.
Before, we didn't have anything. Now it serves two things. So that's better,
so
right?
So BT Dubs, progress. I learned last week from my gal pals that this emoji, which is the information desk lady, on iOS, it means hair flip, but on Android,
it's like
the
survey,
info desk lady is like, hey, can I help you, little hat? And so it like doesn't work. So they would like use this emoji when we would talk about Beyonce and stuff. And I'd be like, well, I don't get it. What does that have? Like, she's hair flip. Anyway.
Oh, they're using it to show you.
So that just
iOS
like really added fuel to the fire of not having the same emoji as my friends. And like, you know.
The emoji divide is real. Like,
no,
it's,
it really
it's a,
is.
Yeah, no, it is because it's it a is. Language and it's.
Like, it's bad enough I don't support messages.
Right.
I mean, sorry.
Bad enough, that your texts are green and not blue.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like this is where Giphy can really bridge the gap between
See,
the services.
My friends, they're always like, where did you get the GIF from? How'd you get it so fast? And I'm like, it's in my app because I have Android.
Well, it's the first thing I install in any Slack instance.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Although that said, the Giphy community needs a couple people our age to put in the right things. Because there have been a couple of misfires in our Slack channels where you want that right GIF and then you get something that is like, who are the Jonas Brothers? I wanted Robert De Niro. What happened?
You need generational.
Yeah, exactly. There's a generation gap in Giphy. Me and my friends in my Slack channel have discussed doing a Giphy for Gen X, you know, where it should be older people filling in the GIFs.
GIF search engines need to have a query that you can enter
choose
in
your
and
generation.
Say how old
yeah,
you
choose
are.
Your generation, yeah.
And it says, well, we'll surface more Goodfellas.
Do you care about the
Housewives?
Yeah.
Jonas
Brothers. Yes, absolutely.
Anyway.
We're solving the world's problems right now.
The important issues here on All About Android.
That's
everyone,
right.
The important
I,
issues.
Listen, thank you, Google, for the new emoji.
Yeah, right,
good.
Thank you.
A lot
from
of people
the bottom of my millennial heart.
I keep reminding myself to use emoji. To
you really
that
should.
They're
so much fun.
I'm so torn.
I don't know why.
I can't decide if it's like really creative and expressive and cool or if it's the downfall of civilization.
It's going to be the next page, Pat Sajak game show.
Yeah.
Wheel of Emoji Fortune. Where you have to figure out what people are trying to say with emoji.
With I'm surprised somebody hasn't done that, actually, to be honest with you.
It's coming.
Yeah, that's a good idea. So.
You just gave someone a grand idea, and it's coming now. If it wasn't before, it's coming now.
Yeah.
Remember our good friend Andy Rubin?
Oh, I miss Andy.
The original gangsta of Android.
What's he been up to?
The founder of Android.
The creator of the sidekick.
Oh, he's here.
How's it going, buddy? It's good to have you back. According to the information, Andy, who's been out of the Android game for almost 2 years now, he's been running his own incubator for hardware startups. It's called Playground Global. He's reportedly recruiting people for a new Android phone company. Multiple sources say that Andy has been actively pursuing personnel for this. No word as to whether he'll have a direct role in operations or if he's just providing funding for the venture. Out of my periphery, I can see Brady furiously nodding his head up and down. So I have to ask you, one, do you know Andy? And two, do you know what he's up to?
We have met.
Okay.
And I'm familiar with Playground.
Okay.
And I do not know what he's up to, but...
Dang it. Does he talk like that on the screen?
No. He doesn't talk like that.
He doesn't talk like a jib jab.
Yeah, he doesn't talk like
Hi, Brady.
Amazingly enough.
It's good to see you again. It's been a really long time, Brady, but man, it's always an honor to meet you again.
But what Playground is doing is pretty interesting. I mean, they raised $300 million, probably over $300 million from Strategic. So Google, I think it was Flextronics, Foxconn, and a couple of others. They have some partners, and then they have... They invest in companies, but then they also have a workshop where they're hiring best-in-class engineers, designers to then help incubate those companies and in some cases form them like a studio. And so that's what you could imagine happening with this Android company.
Mm-hmm.
It's in some ways the studio model is reminiscent of what Betaworks does, which is the company that created Twitter Search, Bitly, Chartbeat, and a bunch of other companies where they invest, but they also form companies.
Yeah, so it looks like the investors are Google, Hewlett-Packard Ventures, and Redpoint, and Han High. So it's such interesting to see him doing that and then saying, oh, but Android is calling me. You
know? Yeah, well, I mean, I guess that's the question is this the pursuit of Playground Global, or is this kind of a project near and dear to Andy's heart that could bring him closer to Android, or you know what I mean? Like, is it a periphery sort of thing where, oh yeah, Playground Global, yes, we invested in this thing and it's one of many things we do, or is it Andy going, I feel your call in my heart and I'm being pulled back in, Android, here I come.
You know, every single one of us has a mobile phone. So it is, you know, a mobile phone company has the opportunity to have 1 billion customers, and there aren't too many industries really like that. So VCs have to go big. And although, I can only imagine that that's what Andy wants to do.
And, given the environment we're in with Android, with companies like Nextbit and OnePlus and things like that, there's opportunity there. You could do it, I think.
What's the cost? I mean, what's the margin there? You know what I mean? I feel like the margin is shrinking more and more.
Maybe on the hardware, but hardware is about deploying software. And so once you have a device in everyone's pocket, then you can develop services around that, and you can find other sources of revenue.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, maybe you build out a whole ecosystem, like say Amazon, with their various tablets all around the content,
right?
And now voice control,
right? Yeah. All right. Well,
but not the Fire Phone.
I look forward to what Andy.
No, not the Fire Phone.
Not the Fire Phone.
Sometimes you miss fire.
You win some, you lose some. You got to know when to hold them, know when to fold them.
But I think it's safe to say that Andy's a smart guy, and whatever he comes up with, I think will be interesting. So, him and his team.
It will be interesting.
The dude went ahead and denied himself a future where he could play around with robotics at Google, and that would be his job to do this. So I hope he comes out with something amazing, because that would have been a really cool reality too
position. He can still play with robots.
That's true. There's Lego kits for that.
Right. Well, speaking of Lego kits, we got an email from a loyal All About Android community member, Hung Nguyen, wrote in and said, "Hey there, AAA crew, especially the newest member, Flo. I got home today to find a package from Google. The kids shook it and yelled, 'It's Legos!' And yep, that it is. Well, Lego knockoffs. Inside was a thank you gift for supporting Project Phi. You can see the photos that is a building set to make a cradle or a cable tidy. No offense, Google, but I like mine better. Wink. But I do appreciate the gift." And then Hung says, "Faithful watcher, but not always in agreement. Wink." And I don't know what that means. It's a little passive-aggressive on Hung's side. But it said, "P.S., they also sent the new USB cable, but it is the new USB-C cable that doesn't fit my Nexus 6. Sad face." Well, thank you for sending those pictures in. That's awesome. Neat that Project 5 folks getting little Lego knockoff. Although, in all reality, Lego no longer holds the patent on Legos. Anybody can make Legos. So if we want to make a company that make Legos, so it's not really.
If you're getting a 3D printer,
exactly, anybody can make Legos.
One of the first things you're probably going to do, if you have kids, make a bunch of Legos.
Yeah. Well, and then there's the whole like universal connector that bridges all those different like little plastic systems.
Right. Fascinating stuff. So anyway, thanks for emailing in, Hung. And now we're going to take a moment to thank our first sponsor. And we want to thank Ting for sponsoring this episode of All About Android. So Ting is a U.S. mobile phone service on two nationwide networks, T-Mobile's GSM network and Sprint's CDMA network. A phone service that doesn't believe in contracts, overage fees, or unlimited plans, Ting offers personal or business plans that save you time and money. Whether you're one person, a small family, or business, Ting has plans that fit your budget. It's real simple. How you use your phone determines what you pay. You use less, you pay less. The average monthly bill with Ting is $23 per device, and annual savings for a business with 11 to 20 employees is $440 per device. That's crazy. Ting has no contracts, and you'll only pay what you use each month. There are absolutely no overage charges or penalties, and with Ting's business plan, you get an unlimited number of devices on one account. These accounts are easy to manage and allow you to set caps on both the device and at the account level. Ting is great for families as well. Since the usage is pooled, the more usage between devices, the better the savings. Parents can also set caps to monitor their teenager's cell phone usage, which is a very useful tool if you have a teenager. Ting's business valet team will even take care of transferring your numbers and phones. Are you stuck in a contract? Are you afraid about getting out of it? Ting will give you credit if you're paying an early termination fee to come to Ting. They offer 25% credit of your ETF up to $75 per device for coming to Ting. So go to ting.com/ETF for more information on that offer. 80% of the devices can come to Ting. You can use their device checker at ting.com/BYOD to see if your device can make the move over to Ting. If you're looking to upgrade, no problem. Ting has plenty of options for you in their online store. Once you have the device you want to use at Ting, they'll walk you through getting started, including bringing over your existing number or getting a new one. So start today and save money and better manage your cell phone usage with Ting. And viewers of All About Android get a special $25 off select devices or mobile phone service just for getting started. That's allaboutandroid.ting.com, and we thank them for their support of the show.
Thank you, Ting. Yeah. Awesome stuff. And speaking of excellent hardware, let's talk about some excellent hardware. At least I think it's excellent hardware. By the way, before we get into hardware, real quick, I've been using the official Twitter app for a few months now.
Are you enjoying the moments?
I don't really care about the moments. What I have noticed, if you take a look at the app, I'm pretty sure they did this anyways. They repositioned moments and notifications.
Yes.
So
oh
I keep
gosh.
Hitting moments.
Right. I did that
and
earlier
I know they
today.
Did that on purpose. Yeah. Yeah. They're like,
what
we need more people
trolls.
To use moments. So let's put it there now.
They want you to tap that instead of your mentions.
And I go, oh, I want to see my mentions. Oh, wait, no, it's moments. Go away, moments.
Tina Fey,
Jack Dorsey cannot be contained. He will switch your icons on your app when you're not looking at it.
We have a very cool thing to talk about today.
Yes, we do.
Unfortunately, I cannot materialize for you because
it's okay.
I do
we're
not
gonna have
it
next
here.
Week.
But next week, the Pixel C, it exists. It's here. It's out. And unfortunately, I didn't get to review it. But my boss did, and he liked it so far.
I read this review.
It's a really nice tablet. I helped him benchmark it last week, and so I got to use it a little bit. And it's an Android tablet.
Okay, go on.
Well, someone needs this.
Like, it's just, you know, and I think I'm picking up
on what you're laying
down. I think I'm going to get you a thesaurus
the
for
thing
Christmas.
Is, well, here's the thing. For A, I had way too much coffee before the show.
So I heard, yeah. I saw that on the Twitter.
And B, I don't want to say something I'm going to regret.
Well, good thing this isn't being recorded, so say whatever you want.
So the way I feel about the Pixel C is I'm not very impressed with it.
Wow.
I think it's a great, so it's actually good I didn't write this review then. So it's a great Android tablet. I like the feel of it and using it. It feels way more premium than the Nexus 9. Do we know who made this tablet?
Google.
It's just Google's manufacturing. So yeah, it's a wonderful tablet. It has cool like rainbow LEDs on the back.
Right.
The
it's actually
really
a lot.
Nice.
I mean, in some ways, similar.
No,
to,
exactly. It's to totally the, a smaller version of Chromebook this Pixel. Chromebook that you have.
Is it? Is it a laptop replacement?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
I mean, it's intended to possibly. Be
I don't
to get
think
there
it is at all in the same realm as the iPad Pro or the Microsoft Surface. And
wow.
I think it is absolutely ludicrous that it's being positioned as such because Android is not even at that level yet.
No, it's not.
Like we
so you think it's a problem with the operating system, not with the hardware?
We have a huge problem with the operating system.
Wow.
When I have Android on a keyboard, I don't think of it as like a productivity device. I'm like, it's my tablet on a keyboard. It's I'm just using the keyboard to type. Something doesn't click in my brain to feel like it's a really natural feeling like it would be on my MacBook Air, which is really about like just a tiny bit bigger, this 11-inch, than the Pixel C's setup. And I just feel differently about this laptop than I do about the tablet stuck on the keyboard.
If the Pixel C was running Chrome OS, would you have felt it was more productivity?
Yes.
Interesting.
Yes, because Google moved the navigation buttons so that it's using both sides, but it's like, whatever. It's not really, it's just not registering with me to want to use it as a productivity device.
Right. I think, and also, I would completely agree with you. Anytime that I've really had a chance to spend time with Android and then a keyboard dock, like Dell Venue 10 was a tablet that I reviewed earlier this year.
Yeah.
I actually gave it a buy for anyone that's specifically looking for a keyboard with an Android tablet. But with the large kind of modifier that Android is just not a good operating system for a keyboard environment in the same way that, you know, even Chrome OS, I love Chrome OS, you know, with a keyboard layout. If they had implemented what we've been waiting for and what we know is at least underlying in the OS to some degree,
Absolutely.
The multi-screen support, something like that, that would make it a little bit better. But just the way it is right now, it's clunky, and you can tell. And mind you, I have not played with the Pixel C. I get it in a couple of days, so I will put it through its paces and review it. But you can tell from my experience that Android just was not created for that, with that in mind. And if they really wanted to do something like this and have it be taken seriously for more than just a couple of months, which is pretty much what it's going to be, because I think more people are probably going to feel the same way, then they need to do something about the OS that really makes it a better productivity device in that way.
We got to have something extraordinary too, like an iPad Pencil. I hate to say it, but we do need something that stands out from the rest of the crowd if we're going to be doing this as an operating system. And I'm speaking a collective we, because I think as users, we just as much have a stake in this as Google does, because I want to buy a product from Google that I can use at work.
So has there been any word on the Android Chrome OS combination?
Not since that report that sources close to the issue.
Don't worry, we're actually not splitting them up, but I think there's some closed door meetings happening right now where they're trying to figure out where to take it.
Yeah, our analysis was that there was no immediate truth to that report as of like tomorrow, but there might be truth to it in like 3 years.
Yeah,
you know, like it's like in terms of the roadmap, you know,
we'll look back and we'll go, okay,
that's what they were talking
sense.
About. Yeah. But I have two questions. One, how much is it again?
It's 500 bucks.
Yeah, it's 500 for 32 for and 600 for 64 gigabytes. Right.
And so from Google's perspective, is the play here making a kick-ass hardware device that can be on the shelf next to the Surface and compete? And do you think that's why they didn't bother doing anything to the OS? Is it more about they made this beautiful device and it happens to run this OS, you know, like, and they can fix the OS with an update, you know, or with a tablet, right?
Really good
but
question,
Windows
right? Because
when
I look at that device, I'm thinking about the industrial design, I'm thinking about the USB-C, I'm thinking about all the future looking things from the hardware. I'm not even thinking about the operating system.
But Windows 10 is a desktop operating system, and it's been Microsoft coded it so that you can take your apps easily. Even as a developer, you just push it up and it works on every single screen size and whatever, every single device. But Android doesn't do that. Android's never was a desktop operating system.
Even Chrome OS is a desktop.
Is Android. Somebody tried to put some desktop into it and made it work.
I'm just going to put some desktop into it.
Yeah,
just pour some desktop into this.
Google's not a desktop operating system company. I was trying to think of a nicer way to put that. But
they're a browser company.
It's a mobile, browser first, and then mobile. That's what we did.
The thing is, with connected hardware, is it like the industrial design may look beautiful, but it's all about the software after that first week.
Yep.
Once you get it home, if it sucks, it doesn't matter how pretty it is.
Yeah, exactly. So, curious. I can't wait to
see it. As a tablet alone, minus the keyboard,
I think it's great. It's a great tablet.
So it's a good high-end Android tablet.
I have to say, since I was just thinking while we were talking about Google Mobile First, it's not like the iPad is necessarily a desktop replacement either. I think thus far, Microsoft has been the godfathers of productivity and work life. I feel like Microsoft has been very good about transitioning to that and the iPad and Android devices have quite a bit of catching up to do.
My friends who have Surfaces, like, they use that.
Yeah.
They love it on a plane because they switch to a tablet, then they go right to a laptop. And they don't even blink.
Yep. And they still have all their apps and everything.
I have a friend who's a writer, and he swears by a Surface. I mean, he likes traveling anywhere he can write. Everything's there. It's one device. It's the true kind.
It's
you know,
a new journalist tool.
What's so fun, because you think about it, is that, like, in my, you know, I have my bag, and I literally carry this big old laptop and my Nexus 9 with me. Like, why? Yeah. You know, like, it would be great to be able to carry one device that can do all that. Yeah, so someday.
So you carry another tablet.
Yeah.
See, I carry my Kindle.
Ah,
for the screen, for reading at night.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the tablet, at this point, the tablet is I really only use it for reading and watching video. You know, like, that's about it. I mean, I'm not, I had this pipe dream of getting a Bluetooth keyboard and I'd be on the road and I could type, I could do, and I just never used it. I never did it.
So, FYI, FYIzzle.
I had to push that. The millennial correction.
I do that with my Samsung.
Millennially correct.
Millennially correct. Millennially correct.
I do that with the Tab S too. I did that with the first last year's Tab S, and now I do it with the Tab S too. That's my productivity tablet because it has multi-window.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. It's amazing how that is such a. Like, it's not, it's a bit of functionality that I would, like, this is why I don't get paid the big bucks, but I would never have thought, hey, tablets should have multi, you know, like that sort of thing. But it's clearly taken off because it just makes the experience that much better. And so, yeah. So. Yeah.
Cool. Shifting gears a little bit from the Pixel C, which I'm definitely looking forward to playing around with. Samsung has its A line of Galaxy devices. They were the first ones at the beginning of the year to bring Samsung into the metal body design of their devices before the S6 was the thing that did that also. Samsung has updated their A line with three new devices, the Galaxy A3, which has a 4.7-inch 720p display, the A5, which is a 5.2-inch 1080p, and the A7 with a 5.5-inch 1080p. The A5 and A7 actually have fingerprint readers, more bulky batteries, all the way up to 3,300 milliamp hour batteries, and different memory ranges. Of course, the top line, 3 gigs, bottom of line, 1.5 gig of memory. And all devices have a micro SD card slot on board. So if that's one of the things that you've been hanging on to that you have to have, here's another option for you. We don't really have pricing yet. Launch begins in China later this month with expansion beyond China soon after. I'm guessing, you know, mid to upper mid. You know, compared to the S6, I don't know. Where would that be? 500-ish?
Hey, wait.
Yeah.
There was a rose gold phone there.
There was.
I wonder if that means...
Is it calling to you?
We're going to get a rose gold Galaxy S7.
I'm almost willing to put money on that fact.
Let's see, why not? Yeah.
Just a guess.
I'm sorry. That excites me.
There you go. Rose gold, you know, could have been one of the new, you know, top terms used in the technology sphere this year. I mean, everybody's talking about rose gold and wanting it or not wanting it. So I wouldn't be surprised if Samsung has that.
But I was going to add to that is the A series. I've always thought they were great little devices. And so they were a nice look at like what Samsung sort of like toying with.
Yeah, you know, totally.
Thinking about design wise.
I know when we saw the A series at the beginning of the year, my first thought was, okay, do this with your other devices.
Yeah.
Do this with your premium. Had someone email, by the way, we didn't read it on the show. Otherwise I'd be telling you something you already know. But it was interesting. He kind of took us to task, and not just us, but people who are calling for kind of premium body designs with, you know, metal unibody and all this kind of stuff. And basically just saying like, you did it. Congratulations. Your call to Samsung and other manufacturers was heard loud and clear. They're now creating these devices that, as a result of being, you know, full metal body, no plastic, whatever, remove things like micro SD card slot and remove things like removable
and durability,
whatever. So you made it. You did it. Congratulations. And durability, too. Under the guise of being super durable because it's made of metal. But really,
no,
it's actually very infallible.
I dropped my S6 Edge over Thanksgiving week when I was away, and it's all chipped now.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Mm. It's a total bummer.
Yeah, the metal body... bodies, if you drop them, it can get pretty ugly. But I mean,
and the Nexus 6P as well. Yeah. It's like fraying around the edges just from being in my purse.
Mm-hmm.
I can't live like this.
So then, are we going in the other direction?
I can't.
So then, are you willing to go in the other direction? Are you willing to be like, okay, well then, I guess I'll have to put a plastic device,
a big OtterBox, you know, and just carry it around my belt.
You could get some wood.
Yeah.
I could.
You could toast it.
Go back to nature.
You could toast your phone.
There you go.
Then is it flammable?
Oh, that's a good question. Do we have a lighter?
Don't take a lighter to my phone. I don't care if it's flammable. No lighter's touching my phone.
The flaming android. Now that is a stunt.
There you go.
All right, well, I'm excited to see what Brady has for us.
Yes, what do you have?
All right, so I wanted a TV.
Tonight,
I decided to get a tablet.
Oh yeah,
I can't believe this.
So we can see it.
So we talked about this when they announced it a couple of weeks ago. I cannot believe you got one.
I haven't had a TV.
Wasn't
in
it Fox News that
like
had
a decade?
Their,
yeah. And so when I saw this came out, it's like great. I can watch You know, Tucker and Dale.
I just watched that, by the way, on Halloween. That is a great movie.
Such a great movie. So this is the Samsung Galaxy View tablet.
Yes.
What is the size of the screen on the Galaxy
View? It is 18.9, I think.
Jeez.
Yeah. And you know when you're...
That is enormous. Does it come with a valet to carry it?
It's positioned as like a...
I love the keyboard.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, because you actually have room to move your fingers. Like,
yeah, no.
Look at it's that. A, it's like a regular...
Look at that. Quite touch type, but like I get my digits right there.
I know there's no easy way to do it.
Yeah, sorry.
It's too big for the camera.
Sorry.
There we go.
I
think it'll we'll get audio.
I shut down my laptop.
And the other thing I love is it's I can switch between my account or a public account. So I've made Netflix available.
Cool.
I've made Alexa available, Marvel Comics.
Did you get DirecTV on this thing? Because I know they have a deal going with like DirecTV
to try and...
Wow.
So you can like watch DirecTV
on it. Don't have that set up on the public account. Jeez. But in my personal account, it has all these... I can set up my DirecTV provider and then stream my cable shows.
Do you wish that the resolution was higher on a tablet this size? Like,
yes.
I feel like the icons are just giant.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
But it's still better than my laptop for watching, and it doesn't take up the space of a TV. And I can move it from the bedroom to the living room to the kitchen.
You through the house, right?
Yeah.
So does that...
I don't know if you guys can show this.
Can
this,
you hang it, like, with the thingy
on the
back?
Well, so it's got this...
The handle?
It's got a handle.
Ridiculous. Oh, my God, look at that.
And then you put it up like that.
Oh, look at that. That's very clever.
Yeah, no, it's...
Now you bring it to the kitchen and you put on
it's
your recipes.
It's just kind of awesome.
Yeah.
So you can put up Epicurus while you're watching a movie.
Is there can we do this?
I mean, $500.
Can we handle this?
Oh, there we go.
Don't drop it.
It's not that heavy, though. I thought it would have been heavier.
Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy.
It almost looks like this is a clip. Like you.
I mean, it does. It looks like a clipboard. It looks like a giant TV, or rather a small TV.
I've started surfing the web with it. Because it's easy enough to type, you get a big screen. Mm-hmm. It kind of feels like you're browsing the future.
<It's>
You should copyright that and then get Samsung to pay you for that.
Browsing the future.
That's
crazy.
we'll definitely want to preview enormous. Human Centipede 3 during the show.
Yeah, please.
Is that okay?
Yeah. I'm still setting it up. I got it over like Thanksgiving weekend.
Wow.
I mean, this is pretty cool. I'll be honest with you.
Can you hold the 6P next to it for
scale?
Reference?
Yeah. Oh yeah,
hold the
6P
next to it. Yeah. Wait. Yeah. Let's get the. And here's the 5.
Yeah.
For scale.
My tablet eats yours.
Jeez.
That's pretty cool.
The YouTube Play icon is almost as big as my phone. Wow. That's pretty crazy.
Play some Justin Biebs.
That's crazy.
More Justin Biebs. Have you been watching Justin Bieber on this? A lot of
Every night, every night.
Yeah, the icons are enormous.
Yeah, it could go for.
So, what
a
does a comic book look like on this thingy?
Wait, here's the biggest
camera
ever.
Load up. Now that I haven't done yet, I have not taken a photo with it. If you want, let's take a photo with that right now.
the world's biggest selfie.
Yeah, here we go.
I don't know if we can do
it.
I'll help. I'm not sure this is going to work for you, Brian.
I'll help.
Okay.
All right. Let's get in there. There we go.
All right. We did it. We bandied together. We made it happen, folks.
Eat your heart out. Eat your heart out.
World's largest self.
Whoa, that's amazing.
All right.
That's very funny.
You can keep that forever.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. The tablet and the photo.
So I want to know, how are you taking this with you through life?
Well, I generally leave it at home unless I'm on a TV, unless I'm on a web show about Android.
You're not bringing it.
Right. But when I do.
Okay, see, here we go. Where are you putting it? Oh,
there you go. That's what I carried in.
Wow.
A hiking backpack.
No,
this is my messenger.
Oh, messenger bag. Okay. My bad.
But no, I don't plan on traveling with this.
Okay. So yeah, when I see you pull this out of the plane.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I take that back. I will totally glamp with this because the battery.
Yes. Glamping.
It's on about six. I have only charged it once and it's on 60% battery. And I watched Tucker and Dale.
The battery life is really good.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
It's great.
Well, because the whole thing's just there's so much room to put batteries in there. Yeah.
So what is it? Galaxy.
That's great.
Oh, man. View.
No, it's
power.
It's been. We started watching Gotham. Yeah, I'm into it.
5,700 milliamp hour battery.
Wow.
Do you
Is that right? That's a speculated.
So actually, I almost brought my tablet holder. So at CES last year, I found this thing that's like spider legs.
Yeah, 5,700.
And so you put it over your body, and you can clip the tablet into it. And so I
need to know what this is, because this sounds like an amazing Christmas present for my both my parents
and their iPads,
because they're, you know, you're always trying to like get comfortable with your tablet, and you're like, why can't you just cuddle with me?
Well, it wasn't working with my laptop, and my tablets were too small, and so I was eyeing the iPad Pro, but it's way too expensive and not that much bigger,
right.
And I didn't want a TV.
Wow,
this was just what I was looking for.
I mean, that's the use case. It's the use case. It's a tablet that mainly stays in the home that you can take with you in from room to room. And there you go.
So the reason.
How do you delete photos?
So the reason I'm not reviewing this is because we sort of decided this was more of an entertainment product. It's not really an Android product per se. It runs Android, but.
You guys are getting a little judgy over there, Greenbot.
That does everything that an Android tablet would do.
It's running Android. It's running Android apps. It's just on a ridiculously large... It's an entertainment device, but it's still a tablet.
More of like a TV. Like, even Samsung didn't want to position it as like an Android tablet.
Right.
They were like, this is...
But it is. It's just a really big tablet.
Ooh, we got a software update.
Yeah, so this is what...
Yeah, so that's the launcher that...
Yep.
There we go. That didn't help.
Yeah, it would have to
there
be.
There we go.
All right.
Just
so,
yell.
So wait, so this
here's,
is...
Here's the comic.
Well, what you want to do is you want to rotate it the other way so that they're enormous,
no!
huge pages.
Yeah. No!
Read it like a newspaper.
No, that doesn't seem to work.
Yeah. That's almost the size of a comic page.
Yeah.
Yeah, like an actual comic
page. Yeah, good question. This is a Samsung device. Is it TouchWiz or is it just stock?
Yeah, it's Touch.
Yeah.
Wiz.
It's very light. TouchWiz has gotten light, though.
What launcher did you put on here?
I have not put anything.
Oh,
this is like
okay, so
right out the box.
I think they have a different launcher for this particular device. That's why it looks kind of different from the rest of our devices.
And it also has a photo frame, so actually your photos will start appearing when I'm not using it.
See, that's smart. Yeah. So you just you have a spot where the charger is, and you just put it in the living room and let it show photos.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That's pretty cool.
And the camera is here for Skype, which I haven't set up
selfies.
Yet.
Yeah.
The world's largest selfie. There you
that's
go.
Genius. You know what? If you don't need a laptop, just get this monstrosity for $500, and you got yourself a TV tablet combo.
I'm curious to check in with you in a couple of months and see how, if you're still using it with any regularity, how you like it, all that kind of stuff.
All right. Deal.
Wonder if it's
about as
short term, like, oh, this is neat, or if it's a long term, like,
you guys are very skeptical. I'm with Brady. I buy it. I think it's a buy.
It was the cost of a TV, but it's more convenient to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to say. It costs as much as a Samsung
$499.99.
Anyway,
it's $499
right now. Yeah. It says slashed from $599.99.
But even then, at $599, it's 19 inches. It's enormous.
Like $599.
But not compared to a TV, and that's what I was comparing.
Which
it
you have to also mount on the wall,
right?
Exactly.
But I mean, it's the same price as the Pixel C.
Yeah, but it's two different use cases.
True, but you know,
very different use cases.
Now, what we need is a really huge keyboard. Attach that to where you literally have to like go like this to type.
Logitech makes this very nice one. I'll link you to it later.
Thank you.
It's very nice.
Thank
you. Very tappy.
We can get one of those 128, the old 128 key keyboards at the PS2 connector.
I like it.
All right. All right. Let's quickly jump into a little hardware. All right. Not to forget our good friends, the wearables. So earlier back in the fall, Motorola showed off the Moto 360 Sport, and finally, it's slated to appear on its release date of December 18th in the UK and in France. And unfortunately, the US is waiting until January 7th for theirs. Missed the holidays, which is unfortunate. $299 gets you the Moto 360 Sport with its 1.37-inch display, designed more for the active lifestyle than the Moto 360 with this leather band and all that sort of deal. So.
They didn't have working units of this at IFA, by the way. They were just plastic
like
stand-ins.
Mocks.
Yeah. And so I was like, I'm not gonna take pictures.
Weird that it's available in the UK and France before Christmas, but not here. Like, why wait till January 7th here? That's odd.
They are being encouraged to work out through the winter. It is very cold there.
Yeah. Back to the gym.
Oh, you know, Motorola does have a very heavy overseas presence, so
yeah. Who knows what deals were in place or whatnot, but yeah. So January 7th, you can get the Moto 360 Sport if you want it. And then finally, also, Fossil's Q Founder Watch hit the Google Play Store today. For $275, you can get the leather band version, or $295, you get the stainless steel band. And it's got
a nice-looking watch.
It's a very nice-looking watch. It's got the Intel Atom CPU, 1 gig of RAM, 4 gig of storage, 1.5-inch 360 by 326 display with 240 ppm. It's got an ambient light sensor included, which means, yes, the flat tire. And no heart rate monitor for those, you know, if you're doing feature.
And they just acquired Misfit.
They did.
So I am sure that will start plugging into the Misfit software, which will probably be renamed like Fossil Data.
Right, yeah.
It's a
fossil. Yeah, that just happened a couple weeks ago, the acquisition of Misfit, yeah.
Nice. Looks good. Flat tire, haters, steer clear.
Yep.
Flat
tire
doesn't really bug me that much. I think the ambient light sensor is a good thing to have, and I'm willing to have a flat tire for it.
You know I agree. I mean? Mm-hmm. Just don't give me a flat tire on my shoes.
Yeah. What is that? Like missing a heel?
No. You know, when you accidentally step on somebody's heel and like put their shoe off?
Oh.
It's called a flat tire.
Yeah, it's called a flat tire.
See, I'm learning all this stuff from you, Flo.
I learned that on like the playground.
Oh, okay.
Like,
yeah, I'm surprised.
Then I
really
did out of time.
Yeah, it's like a playground thing.
I didn't know that. Okay. Well, I guess that makes sense.
Well, I hate to interrupt this, but we have some breaking news.
We have some breaking news. Very good. Very good. We've talked at least a few times on the show about how Motorola was not updating its Moto E, the 2015 edition of Moto E, to Marshmallow with their announcement of all the devices that they were updating. That was absent from the list. And I'm sure we've had some pretty harsh words from Motorola as a result of that, because this year, you update, if it was released this year, that's what you do. Well, they've updated their official blog post for Marshmallow and some more. If you go to the very bottom, where it lists all of the devices, snuck down in the bottom there, 2015 Moto E with 4G LTE.
Where's the slow clap?
There you go. Okay. All right.
It's a very slow clap.
Hey, they got there eventually. They didn't talk about it.
It's just a build. The slow clap builds into it.
all the gifts I see, they go.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, although you're right, Wade County. Marshmallow is missing from that list. Or, sorry, not Marshmallow. The U.S. is missing from that list. It's Canada, Latin America, Europe, Asia. Does the Moto E have a presence in the U.S.?
I have no idea.
I don't know, actually. I have no idea.
So, okay, so not amazing. If it does have a presence here, it's missing from this list, still.
That could be breaking news as well, too.
I know, right?
You know why probably is other countries first? Because they're not ruled by the carriers.
Yeah, right.
You know?
So
they
do you
don't
think
have...
it'll happen eventually?
Yeah, I think they have to, Motorola's probably optimize all this crap for Verizon and AT&T before it can push an update through, which is just so frustrating.
Well, yeah, and you're probably right, especially because it's a prepaid device, so there might be, you know, I actually don't know if there's any more bloat or whatever.
Oh, I think they have apps that, like, let you track your data and your minutes, and I don't know. I've never had a burner phone.
Yeah. BeanBoy89 in chat says Verizon and AT&T do sell the 2015 Moto E on prepaid, so there you go. All right, so you're kind of there, Motorola. It's better. Don't get me wrong. We'll take it. This guy
that's who I was trying to imitate.
Yeah, I knew that from your imitation.
Okay, so Flo, do you know who that is?
Citizen Kane.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, jeez. Thank God I got something right that Ron asked me. Phew.
All right.
I got a real clap for that.
All right, so there you go. You got your breaking news. Real quick, before we move into the apps, let's thank another sponsor of today's episode. That would be my doorbell, the Ring Video Doorbell. My doorbell loves this show. So this is the Ring Video Doorbell. Does. Sometimes I hear from it from time
really
to
does.
Time.
It does. From that guy.
You've heard me talk on the show about the Ring Video Doorbell. It lets me see, lets me talk to anyone that's at my door, usually my kids, but sometimes delivery people, you know, other people as well. And it connects it to your smartphone. it's more than just, you know, stopping people from breaking into your house. It makes a great gift. Hey, it's Christmas time, right? You got a couple of weeks to go here. And this is actually a pretty awesome Christmas gift. You're getting packages also sent to the house for the holidays. So you want to be able to monitor that. If you had this installed, you could. With Ring, you can talk to delivery people. You can keep an eye on the, you know, the packages as being delivered, or if it was delivered, someone tries to mess with it, you'll get an instant alert and HD video of the whole thing. I learned this on Halloween when I checked out the video recording of the kids that came to the candy bowl that was outside of our house and dumped the entire thing into their bag. Yeah, they did it. I know who you are, kid.
And I'm coming.
And your friend.
And I'm coming for you.
Next year, I'm not going to put the bowl of candy out there.
Was it the Hamburglar?
There's going to be a trap. Okay? All right. Anyways, no, it was not the Hamburglar. It was just some neighborhood punk kid. It takes minutes to install the Ring video doorbell. It works with your current wiring. If you happen to have a doorbell already, it can wire in so it'll trickle charge the battery and it'll ring the bell that you already have installed. Actually, it has a built-in rechargeable battery. Sorry. So you can plug it in, charge it up. Lasts a year unless you've got motion detection on. Motion detection will you know burn the battery a little bit quicker than that, but it's really easy to recharge. It's super fast charge, and it's awesome to have a smart doorbell. Who would have thought
in this day and age
that you would ever have a smart doorbell, but now you do. This year, you can give the gift of peace of mind and convenience. Don't drop it on the table, though. Don't worry. It's durable. It's okay. This is just proof of how durable the Ring video doorbell is. There you go. Give the gift of peace of mind and convenience with the video doorbell that Time magazine named one of their top 10 gadgets. Go to ring.com/allaboutandroid. For free expedited FedEx shipping so you can get it in time for Christmas. That's ring.com/allaboutandroid. With Ring, you're always home. We thank Ring for their support. Such an awesome,
they're great.
Awesome doorbell. Can't believe it. It's cool. Just said awesome and doorbell in the same sentence, but it is. Check it out. All right. Apps. Let's do it. This is Flo's new. Let me try this phrase.
Here we go.
Is this your new bae?
Oh, no.
Huh? Flo?
Wow. I didn't know.
Oh, man.
I don't know what just happened.
Oh.
Did you just bae me?
He
did.
I said, is this your new bae?
Is this my new bae? This is my new bae.
That's how the hip kids are saying the things, right?
Are they DJing while they're doing it? Or
they are DJing. You know, actually, it was funny. While we're doing the apps thing, I was thinking of the LMFAO song.
Mm-hmm.
Shots, shots, shots. But we should do apps. Anyway,
I like it.
Everybody. All right. So this is my new favorite app.
You were
in the
saying
app
you
store.
Liked it. I thought I was just saying something that you'd be like, yeah.
Now there's a cardboard camera, which is kind of neat. It lets you make your own little VR 3D panoramas of your living room, which is exactly what I did. I also made one of the Twit HQ. I was really taken aback by you. I'm sorry. I'm still like processing
you're just
bathing me.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. And I really appreciate it. By the way, I do. I just want you to know.
Apparently, I didn't use that right.
It's okay. It's okay, Jesus. It's okay.
I'm so
you're fine.
Sorry. All right. So I don't have cardboard right
now. Oh. Well, you can bypass it, right?
But
yeah,
we can bypass it. So here we go. Here's the studio.
So you did this right before the show started.
Right before the show starts. For some reason, it's not. Oh shoot! So yeah, you can go through different ones, and they have like demos. Okay, so here is. I don't know where this is. Oh, we're on total silence right now. Hold on. I want to try and see if I can get the sound to play.
There you go.
All right. Let's see. Whoa. Whoa.
All right. Pull it down. So you got it.
Okay. Hold on. I don't know how to use this. Also.
Well, it's. You know, it's irony. Meant for being inside
cardboard.
How do I?
The cardboard.
Well, this is great TV.
Technical difficulties, please stand by. All right, let's try this one more time.
There we go. Okay,
right,
so now
go.
You need to show
that down.
Otherwise, yeah, there we go. So, all right. May not look that impressive when you're looking at it on a phone.
It's really, hard to show VR in this format.
Yeah, and you can hear everybody talking and the atmosphere and what it's like before the show starts, blah, 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 blah. There's not a lot of settings beyond that, though.
Cool.
Yeah, it feels like a start. And I think what impressed me most about this is when you throw it into an actual cardboard viewer.
It's very cool.
You get 3D. Like, yes, you actually get 3D. They've done computational things behind the scenes. You record it like a normal panorama. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And while you're recording the panorama, the audio is recording. So, like, I went out in my backyard and just did one real quick. And then when I watched it, like, the 3D effect is really... really good.
And
you hear the environment, so it kind of takes you to that space. It's really cool.
What I think is interesting is that at Google I.O., we saw the announcement, the partnership with GoPro and that crazy VR rig. So for this, how much is cardboard? What is like $20 to get cardboard shipped to you, something like that? This app is free. You can do that for nothing, or you can spend $15,000 and get the GoPro VR rig. Like, this is giving VR, like, VR to the masses. Like, I love it. I think.
Well, and just wait till Project Tango comes out.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Which lets you fix your location relative, like, based on another sensor. And that will really help out VR.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was going to say I'm planning on using this for my travels.
Oh,
for
yeah.
my parents. Why are you laughing at me?
I was going to call back to your hitchhiker story from earlier, but I didn't.
So here's a question that I do have about this. Can you share these with...
Okay, so I just went in to check that, and no, you cannot yet.
So it's just locked to the app. It's just locked. I have to imagine that's coming soon.
Yeah, I'm sure they're going to figure out. Because remember, it's like Photospheres.
Yeah, right.
Like, you can upload
and
they,
you can even embed those, to Google Maps and stuff. So they should embed these as well. I definitely... One downside here is because it's a straight-up panorama, it's vertical panorama.
Yeah.
Which is better than horizontal because you can't go up and down.
You can only go in a straight line across.
So you've got basically a hole on the bottom and a hole on the top.
But it's cool because I can check my cardboard and, next time I go on a camping trip, I'll take a panorama. Mm-hmm. I'll be like, Mom, Dad, want to see what we went to go do this weekend? And then they put on this thing and they're like, wow, it's so beautiful. And it's so much...
Like,
yeah, it's so much nicer than...
Pictures.
Than a static, like, 2D photo. Oh,
totally. Well, back in 2007, Google acquired Panoramio.
That's right.
And I think this will be all over that.
Yeah.
So, and wow, that's a that's a Google property that I just never even think about.
Yeah.
Panoramio,
Is it panoramio.com?
Yeah.
Brian?
Oh, sorry.
Panoramio.com?
Yeah, panoramio.com. PANORAMIO.com.
Interesting. Eric Duckman in chat is asking, if you cross your eyes, do you get 3D like those pictures that were hot many years ago?
Also, I've never been able to do those.
You just want to see the sailboat?
I've never been able to see the sailboat.
Yeah, no, that's it. Nearly 20 years and that joke is still working, Kevin Smith. Thank you.
Escalator.
The kid is still on the escalator.
All right. By the way, I'm very sorry. I thought the whole Bay thing was going to be hilarious. Apparently, it was very
uncomfortable. No, no. I was like, yay area? Like, is that what we're going for?
All right, let's move on.
Ron's like, no more of this. Drip drab. Apparently.
I know. He's been shooting me daggers.
I know. His eyebrows are going full triangle right now.
Google has a pursuit right now of moving all of its core apps into the Play Store. We've seen it many times before. They've published not one but two apps, Phone and Contacts, soon after publishing those last week. They then pulled them. And then yesterday they published them again. Yay! And then they pulled them. As of right now, both Play Store links still point to dead pages. So then, how about we frame it like this instead? Hey guys, rumor has it Google is about to publish its Phone and Contacts apps as breakout apps of the Play Store. Isn't that great? More of its apps can be updated through the Play Store. Isn't that cool, Ron?
It's just something Google's screwing with us. It's like, I'm going to make it available, now I'm going to take it back. I'm going to make it available, now I'm going to take it back.
Totally.
I just have a feeling it's an intern that's like just
Oh, wait, is this a production?
Somebody got fired.
Yeah.
Yeah. Intern.
I thought it was staging. All right. So
we'll be able to get it someday soon.
And Some maybe sooner if you time it right.
Yeah, well,
keep hitting refresh.
Yeah.
And then also coming out of Mountain View, Google has added a neat little bit of functionality for you GTD nerds like myself. Within the Google Calendar app, they've now integrated reminders into the app, and those same reminders can sync across multiple endpoints such as Google Now and Inbox, to name a few. Reminders that linger to the next day will float persistently at the top of the app until you deal with it. So if you want if you're deep in the Google infrastructure and the ecosystem and you're using Calendar, these little reminders are a great way to go, oh, I got to buy batteries or I got to book the DJ or whatnot. So these are great little additions. Up to this point, I've been adding like little events in my calendar, like all day events to remind me, but now they can just be straight up reminders.
Yeah.
So, cool.
So in the app, just tap the plus. It pulls up the ability to do like a reminder or whatever. Yeah.
That's awesome.
There you go. Event or reminder is what I have right here.
So it's very, very cool.
To celebrate with my bae. Yeah.
Never
in the yay area.
Because the reality of the fact is that after the news of a couple weeks ago of Sunrise getting sunset, and then now the news of Mailbox. And for some reason, the people at Dropbox just need to rub that in my face. Not only have I seen the blog post about Mailbox being shut down, they sent a direct email, and then I opened up the app, and there was an interstitial on top of my email reminding me that Mailbox is shutting down. And I was like, why are you just...
It's like you're going to die in 3 days.
It's like, here's a gaping chest wound, and we're pouring bags of salt in it. Yeah, so... But I'm going to move en masse to Google and just use all the Google apps.
We should have support groups for when this happens.
Yeah,
like,
end of life.
And this is the Silicon Valley, so we should have support groups for when our favorite apps go away. Yeah. Like Google Reader. I could have really, really used...
A lot of people.
You guys around to help, deal with the blow.
It's the end of life group. End of life group. That's what it's called.
By the way, I don't read RSS anymore.
Oh, yeah, no.
No, neither do I.
Nope.
It's gone. Like, so Feedly, I have a little widget. I kind of scroll, and then I'm like, meh.
Is your life better not reading RSS?
So where do you get your news from then?
Well.
Say it. One word.
Tech meme?
Twitter.
Oh.
Yeah. Twitter. I get all my news from Twitter. Yep. If I'm like, okay, if CH people somebody over in my little small town, I can find it on Twitter before I can find it on like online.
And that's what I've been saying now we're changing the conversation, but I mean, I don't read news. I hate watching the TV news. Like, I think it's awful.
The important stuff bubbles up.
The important stuff, but I have I've curated who I'm following and the stuff that is relevant to me. Someone in my circle will talk about it.
The changing face of journalism. Yeah.
Someone will make a Twitter moment for it if it matters.
Yeah.
It's very true.
Good thing they put it on the app. So there you go. Yeah, so.
And change the button location.
Yeah, exactly.
Larry from Vancouver writes in to AAA@twit.tv. You can do that too, by the way. Saying, I'm writing in regard to the arena for episode 240 in which Jason won with Relay for Reddit. I could have swore it was in the arena before, and sure enough, it was selected by Aaron Newcomb in episode 95, back when it was called
Shocking.
Reddit News. I know.
What did you
now,
do?
This was more than 2 years ago. I think this was...
We've run into this scenario before,
I thought I'd read it. In the interest of fairness, I propose that Jason's win be vacated. Sorry, Jason, I know it wasn't intentional, but I believe this is the second time this has happened. It's starting to get suspicious.
Well, wow, Larry from Vancouver really doesn't like you.
Apps get updated. An app can lose and it can get a whole new feature.
Well, that's the thing. We've
run
into this redesign,
before.
Also a big name change.
Yep.
Also 3 years.
Yeah.
So we did decide a while back that it's okay to revisit older apps as long as there's a reason for revisiting it. If it's the same exact app. So I don't know. Maybe that's a roundabout way of justifying it, but I do think that it changed enough.
I agree. I think that there's a couple of things. The name change, a massive redesign or upgrade to it, or going to Material or whatever, and then also like at least a year since visiting an app is a fine time. Mm-hmm. That said, I support Larry in his effort to vacate your win.
Because why not?
He said
it.
Exactly. No, I think you're fine.
We'll just have to take a look at the standings.
Yeah, we'll see how it is.
And see what it would turn out with if that win was vacated. Yeah, the unfortunate thing is we then have to know who would have won instead.
Right, yeah.
Someone might want to research that.
Yeah, I mean, what are the standings?
Oh, we're going to find out after the next hour.
Get
on the edge of your seat there, Brady.
All right.
Yeah. We're getting down to the wire too. It's getting to the end of the year. It's getting fun.
Kind of a nail biter.
All right, we got one more sponsor.
We do. This episode is brought to you by Automatic. Automatic is this plugs into your car. Your car you know, it's very likely has not kept up with technology. That's where automatic comes in. It's a small adapter, turns any car into a connected car. You just plug the automatic into the same port that your mechanic uses to do things like diagnose, you know, engine problems, all that kind of stuff. It opens up a world of possibilities just by doing that. It connects to your phone. It lets you keep track of your fuel mileage, your vehicle's health, expense business trips with just a tap, link your car to your connected devices that power your life. You know, the check engine light is shining. What does that mean? Automatic tells you before you go take your car to the shop and get an expensive bill for getting it investigated. Automatic can also integrate with your Nest thermostat to know when you're home. It can provide the answer to one of life's most common questions. Where did I park my car? Automatic will keep track of that for you, and you can find. I've been using Automatic for the past couple of months, and you know, it has these kind of beeps that it does when you do things like you take off too fast. Let's say you gun it, and you need to get around the corner, and you go. It'll do this boop to kind of give you a little bit of an audio feedback that, hey, you know, that's what it's trying to do is alert you so that you're saving, you know, as much gas mileage as possible, also slamming on your brakes, things like that. But it just kind of keeps you in check, you know. Sometimes you do that and then you realize, oh, wait a minute, you know, I probably didn't need to do that. This is one way to find out. Like I said, it connects with all sorts of things. Hue lights, Nest, if this, then that. So you can do lots of really cool integrations, cool things with that, and build your own rules and let it work for you. Tweet out when you're coming home or when you're leaving work or I don't know. That's what Leo did.
Going on vacation. Yeah.
Leaving for a week. Leaving the back door unlocked. No big deal. It uses intelligent coaching to maximize your fuel economy. Like I said, reduce the wear and tear on your car. The web app provides just really granular information that lets you export your trips. So it's kind of allows you to keep track of where you've been and when you went there and how much it actually breaks down your gas mileage per travel. So if you go out to the gas station or you go out to the grocery store, it'll tell you on this trip from home to the grocery store and back, you spent approximately $1.50 in gas.
Wow.
And you're like, wow, I didn't realize how quickly that adds up, but it does. And you can check that here. And yeah, it's just really cool. There's no monthly fee, no subscription required. It supports Apple Watch, supports Pebble, and it's just a neat way to monitor how you drive and what's up with your car. They'll never sell your data either. Automatic is normally $99.95. When you use our special offer code TWIT, you're going to save 20%. Go to automatic.com/TWIT for more information and to purchase, and use offer code TWIT to save 20% off the regular purchase price. That's automatic.com/TWIT. And we thank them for their support. Really easy. You just kind of plug it in and go.
And the packaging is a reusable cup.
That's absolutely true.
Yeah.
It's a reusable cup. You could use it for your protein shakes. Just put it in there and you know, drink and then wash it and then use it again.
That's how you make a protein shake, huh?
That's, well, I use a blender. I use a blender, but you could use it this. Yeah. And it even says I'm a reusable travel cup.
Cool.
You know, to cut down on stuff hitting landfills and stuff. So there you go.
Yeah.
There you go. Automatic.com/twit.
If I had a car, I'd get one.
Yeah. When you get a car, you'll get one.
I don't see that happening for a long time.
All right. Hey, let's jump into the arena. Let's do it.
So many enter.
I had a car.
But only one lives. Android Arena.
All right, so to go back to our email that we just talked about if Jason did lose that in episode 240, our guest, Josh Vergara, would have won with Flexi.
Flexi came in second. Was a strong second.
So the guest would have won.
So here's how it stands without that correction.
Okay, here we go.
We can make this decision together.
Yep.
Week 48. I'm at 17, Ron, you're at 15, Flo, you're at 5, guests at 11. If the correction is made, I'm at 16, Ron, you're at 15, Flo, you're at 5, guests are 12.
12, yep.
15, 12, or sorry, 6, 16 and 12. So I would be 16, you'd be 15. Yep. It'd bring you one step closer to me.
Oh, I know.
I know where you're pulling.
Well,
I know what you're pulling.
I'm just saying. No,
are you going to prorate Flo?
With interest.
So that way we know, like, if she'd been here the whole year.
Well, she would. She had the option to stay with the guest. She had, because if she had stayed with the guest, the guest would be, I would be in last, and guest would be with 16. But she chose to be her own person.
I'm an independent woman.
Yeah. So this is her rookie year. You know, she got called up from the minors. You know, she's an August call up.
Getting prepared.
She took us through to the series. It was a key member of the team.
I like this metaphor. This is good.
Yeah, getting prepared for a strong,
a league of her own.
Look out next season. That's all I'm saying. Look out next season. She's bound for a breakout.
Me, Madonna, and Rosie O'Donnell.
So are we making a change, or are we sticking?
I say we stick with it. All right, that's fine. Life's too short.
All right, cool. So yay. And I guess we should take a look at the poll and see how those numbers were gathered. Snap Widget Drawer won with 44%. Woo! Goat Simulator MMO second place at 29%. Star Wars Galaxy of Heroes third place, 16%. And then fourth place, App Block, 11%. Excellent. All right.
I mean, I'm the big loser.
So that means Ron.
I am the big loser.
Check out the big loser on
Ron. Look at the big loser. All right. So, as I say in the pre-show, it's getting to be slim pickings for new apps as the year is winding down. Mm-hmm. And I actually found the app that I'm talking about today in the Google Play Store's Best of 2015 list.
Sometimes.
Which I was just like, it was new to me. I had never heard of it. But I think it's an interesting story, though, because when you hear the name of the app and then you see what it can do, I think this is a great case of the folks who make the app marketing it incorrectly. The app is called Ginger Keyboard Emoji Keyboard. That's the full name. I just called it Ginger Keyboard.
Is it a redhead?
No. But
sorry.
That's what I thought too.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm there with you.
So what it is I need to get to a point where I can get to my keyboard. So it is
a scorching hot screen.
Listen, I'm not used to the small thing anymore. All right, so it is a keyboard. So it's a keyboard replacement. Mm-hmm. But it's packing a lot of punch, and why I say it's a misnomer is because the title saying Ginger Keyboard Emoji Keyboard, because when you hit the emoji button, you get a bunch of options ranging from just the standard emoji set, which you have here, right? I'm sorry?
Is there a middle finger?
No, that's not the updated set yet, because this is just pulling from the system, right?
Okay.
But then they've got stickers, right? Everyone loves their stickers, mm-hmm. right? So you've got all that sort of stuff. But then they also have animated GIFs, right? And they have ones that are hot, right? So ones that are popular, ones that get across a feeling, you know, whether it's thumbs up or LOL or high five or whatnot. And then you can see your history of what you used. But and then they've got these pre-made ones. So, for example, earlier when I texted Jason to tell him that I was stuck in traffic, I then sent the rainbow, and you didn't respond to that.
So I didn't know if it was an accident or what, because I got it in my Hangouts message, and not the whole thing showed at one time. Yeah. So I was like, that's an interesting
These are insane.
Choice.
Cool.
So it's got it's heavy on the emojis, but that's not what makes this keyboard really interesting. What makes this keyboard really interesting is that in addition to that, it's got predictive text, it's got swiping, so you can do that, you know. But it's also got this little, over here in the right-hand corner, you see that little pen? Mm-hmm. It's got a little grammar corrector. And if say the quick, brown, bitten, fox, R.
Quick, bitten, fix, yeah. Arv.
R, blue, or bit.
Or bit.
It will give you grammar corrections similar to like Microsoft Word where it does the little squiggle or whatever. Yeah. So it will help you try to, so the quick, bitten, fixings are biting. See, that makes more sense, right? So it's got a grammar checker, which is pretty cool.
That's neat.
But then what's also pretty cool is that in addition to all that fun stuff, I can get the keyboard back, you can do themes, right? They've also, because we spend a lot of time texting on the commute or whatnot, you can switch from the keyboard to this and you can get news. Right?
Why not?
Right? You can play games.
Why not?
Does it also do messaging between users?
You can. Let's see. Let me go back there. So, stuff, go back. Gives you an ad. Let's see.
It also has ads.
You can pick new themes and all that stuff. But that's not it. What it also can do.
There's more.
Is it's an app launcher. So, for example, here I am in Google Keep. Or let's say I was in my email And Jason emailed me something saying, hey, the show's going to run late. I know Flo's already left. I'm in my email. I see it's going, oh, I should text Flo. I can just go straight to Textra and launch and go right to that text messages.
That'd be nice. It'd be nice to get a text from you.
Wouldn't it? I don't even think I have a phone number. But anyway, but you can customize these. It comes default to calendar. Sorry. My big fat fingers. This small phone is killing me. Mm-hmm. Okay. So it defaults to calendar, to-do list, mm-hmm. notes, and search. And you can customize whether, you know, you want to use Keep or Evernote or whatnot. You can choose which apps these launch or what you can do when you're actually using an app. So I'll go into my beloved mailbox. And if for some reason I wanted to add mailbox to the action bar, what I can do is then I got to get rid of one. So we get rid of search. And now I get that plus button and I can add that. And it just added mailbox. So now when I go back to Keep, it's still in the keyboard.
Nice.
It's right there. I can go pop right over to mailbox. That's really impressive. And so, like, it's not just an emoji keyboard. That's my point. It's like, yes, the emoji stuff is cool, but it's an app launcher from your keyboard. It's got a newsfeed in the keyboard. It's got games. It's got all those GIFs, all that sort of stuff. It is possibly one of the most powerful keyboards I've ever run into. So not a surprise that Google made it one of their best apps of 2015. So Ginger Keyboard, I think they should drop the emoji keyboard in the title. I understand why they're doing it as a marketer. I get it. I understand. But it is so much more than just emojis. So Ginger Keyboard, check it out. It's really powerful. So
nice.
Yeah.
Well, I like Ginsu keyboard, isn't it?
Yeah,
Ginsu would be cool. Just cuts through your email. Just cuts through. And the question in the chat room is, how big is the app? It's actually pretty big. It's 48 meg, but if you have a 32 gig phone, it's fine. So,
yep. Sweet Ginger keyboard. Yep. All right, Flo, you're up next.
My app is very boring compared to Mr. Ron's app, but
it'll speak to people.
It will speak to some of you, hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
Maestro?
Is that a cue?
Yeah. Sorry. And that just...
Is that the music you're looking for?
No, I'm so sorry.
She thought you'd be such an
I'm never camera. Having coffee before the show ever again. I'd rather be sleeping.
It's been illuminating, that's for sure.
Because whatever you guys have serving in there, something is up with that.
It's potent.
Let me tell you.
So the camera actually turned itself off.
Oh.
there we go.
Maestro is asleep. I've named him Maestro, by the way. All right, so this app is called Wall Rocks. It is just a bunch of wallpapers. And let me tell you, I have the giggles right now. It is kind of boring, but the reason I picked this is because... I'm offering absolutely no confidence in
it. Keep selling it. Keep selling it.
All right, listen. I really like this app. And every time I do a review and you guys are like, where did you get that wallpaper? This is where I got it from, okay? So this is where all my wallpapers come from. I like it because you have just so much variety. It's in material design, so it matches the rest of the interface. And there's plenty of variety. So, like, if you're bored at a doctor's office, you know, you could just choose a new wallpaper. They do a lot of themes, which are really fun. So here's like the Christmas stuff right now. Look at this nice little like winter landscape. You can hold down to immediately set a wallpaper, or you can just use this little material design addition sign right here. I don't know the terminology. And do a quick
apply. Floating action button.
Floating action button, yes. So yeah, it's just a very... basic wallpaper app, but it's great. It's constantly updated. There's so many different things in here and so many different kinds of color schemes. So no matter what you're into, they got it for you.
All the images are designed in 2K quad HD quality.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I actually meant to mention that. Yes, they are designed in 2K, so they will fit the dimensions on your phone.
Will they fit Brady's tablet?
I'm going to find out.
Yeah.
I totally...
Look how cute this little, like, wallpaper is. It's just so cute. I love it. Anyway, I love this. Wall Rocks.
2K will fit, right? That'll work, right?
It's free. Couple ads. Not that bad. Doesn't take up a lot of space. And you can download wallpapers if you want to sync them into the cloud. Save them for later.
Nice.
Just, you know, don't use it for your website or something because that's stealing.
Wall Rocks. Wall rocks. Wall rocks. Wallpaper. Cool stuff. And it looks like, yeah, they've got a lot. Looking at the all, it's in the thousands. So that's a good wallpaper source. Brady, what you got?
All right. I have Amazon Echo.
Yeah.
The app, Amazon Alexa, is free, but the hardware is actually quite a bit more expensive. But it basically does voice control for my home. I can control lights with it, hooks up to smart things, Hue.
So cool.
Alexa, play Portishead on Pandora.
Getting your Portishead radio station from Pandora.
Please hold.
That's so cool.
Alexa, volume up.
Oh.
Alexa, stop.
That's got some bass.
Alexa, tell me a joke.
Why did the banker quit his job? He lost interest.
But, you know, unlike a lot of other voice apps, there's a great mobile phone app that lets me configure the content. Oh, sorry. I've got a lot of stuff.
A lot of stuff. There you go.
Should I hold her? Will she mind? Alexa. Do you mind if I hold you?
Sorry, I didn't understand the question I heard.
Never mind.
Aww. Alexa, set an alarm for tomorrow morning, 6 a.m.
Alarm set for 6 o'clock in the morning.
Apologies to everyone who's watching. Alexa,
I know, we're turning on everyone's Alexa.
We just set an alarm for them.
But I get access to my Audible content. Alexa, read Into Thin Air.
Getting your book from Audible. Resuming Into Thin Air.
Is tight, made me wince.
Alexa, pause.
You need that for The Martian.
I've already.
Oh, yeah.
Did you finish it? Did you finish it? What'd you think?
Alexa, order me toothpaste.
I found several matching items in your order.
Alexa, stop. We don't have to get into this.
I have too much toothpaste at this point. I've done that demo one too many times.
You know, I've hooked it up to If This Then That.
Yeah.
Cool. And so now whenever it plays a song for me, it sends the song to a Google spreadsheet. And I can hook up calendars to it so I can have it review my day. I can have it review the news for me.
That's so cool.
It's
So has it integrated to your life to the point where you're talking to it, interacting with it on a daily basis, or is it the gimmick?
Multiple times a day.
Wow.
I'll get in bed, and then I'll say, Alexa, set the alarm. Oh, Alexa, remove that alarm.
She sets it shuts down.
You're waking up at 6 tomorrow.
I'm thinking about it. I'll tell you later what I think.
But I've been a Sonos customer for 10 years, and I now use her speaker just as much because it is so much easier.
Wow.
That's so cool. It's kind of awesome.
I've heard nothing but great. It's honestly the first time I've ever seen one in the flesh, I guess, in the metal.
Like, it's a nice piece of hardware, too. You know what I mean? Like, it feels solid. It feels like a kind of a
cylinder.
It feels like a premium cylinder. I don't know. I don't know what to compare it to, but it's really nice.
Yeah.
So of what you're doing right now, what is from the app itself and what is from just Alexa?
The majority of it is just Alexa. But you have to put in your Pandora account, and I can go back and see
what's
there.
So the app
is
how you sync it all up and
connect and enter my account info.
So the Alexa app is the hub of everything.
And I don't know if you guys can see this, but there's apps you can add. Mm-hmm. And so, there's a lot more new ones.
Angry Bird.
Alexa, start 7-minute workout.
Nope.
Oh, no, I haven't. Sorry. I just enabled that right now.
It's enabling. So are
you can have Alexa ask AOL for the top headlines
from AOL. These are the 5 things you need to know right now. Number 1, Trump shuts down report of major trip amid controversy. The GOP candidate denied a report that
Alexa stop.
This is really depressing. Just stop.
Alexa.
I want Alexa.
Alexa, start 7-minute workout.
That's not taking that one.
No, I just enabled it, so.
Yeah. That's cool, man. I keep wondering whether I need to get an Echo or not. I just. Everybody that I talk to, though, that has one loves them.
That's pretty cool.
I was just looking at this earlier, and I have Prime Music, and it's every album I ever bought, every CD I ever bought from Amazon is in my Prime Music.
Right. Yeah.
So It's pretty good up till about 2006.
it's got all the old CD Now data, right? Yep. Remember when Amazon bought CD Now? Yeah.
My stuff that I bought in back in the day was not stuff I listen to now.
That's funny.
Yeah, it's how it goes sometimes.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I want one.
Very neat. So the app is Amazon Alexa.
And you could change the trigger word, right? You can change Alexa to, I think you...
I don't know.
I read somewhere that you can. I mean, like, because there's a lot of speculation.
Did you name her
Serena? So a lot of speculation was, why did they choose Alexa? And I was reading that, you know, because it's a, they don't want... You don't want to make it door. And you say, open the door. And then the device goes off. So Alexa was... And they already own, because of the web, you know, the whatever the metrics thing was. But I believe in the app, you can change the hot word.
And oh, that so might
you,
be true.
Yeah, so you could say... You can name it. You could say computer, or you could, you know...
This was something else that I bought over during the Cyber Monday.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. You remembered your credit card.
Yes, I... I just leave it in Amazon.
I purposely took them all out because that was a problem. What's funny is I was hanging out with a friend of mine who works at Google, and I told him about how I didn't get the 5X I didn't have any of my credit cards on me. He's like, why aren't they in your wallet? And I was like, yeah, that's the analog hole just bit me.
I was going to say, if you had Android Pay.
Yeah, no, I only have my debit card Android Pay. Like, I've really like to spend money sometimes.
is the ability to change the wake word, that's Amazon's name for it, is that a new addition? Because I know you can change between Alexa or Amazon. I don't know if you can assign your own
name. I'm pretty sure I thought I read you could assign your own name for
it. I'm looking for it in here. I can do device links, Insteon, SmartThings, and Wink. Wink is, of course, dead, but, you know, because that some people still have that.
Cija in chat room says, my Echo is going crazy.
Ah.
Sorry, Alexa. Cija. You're not the only one. I'm pretty safe in assuming that.
Alexa, play Iron and Wine on Pandora. Sorry, Ron.
All right. Cool. That's awesome. Now I want one.
Yeah.
I mean, I wanted one before, but it's another thing to kind of see it.
It's pretty cool.
In action. All right. My app is just a little, you know, startup. Oh, I just got a reminder, by the way, Brian.
Did you get a notification?
I got a notification reminder. It says to never say bay.
why wouldn't you listen to it?
It's, you know, it did not come in time, apparently. Done. I won't. It'll remind
Goonies
me again tomorrow.
Never say bay.
Fair enough. Oh, man, I love that movie. I got that on Blu-ray, by the way, the other day. I'm stoked. Adobe Photoshop Lightroom is my app. Let's pull it up here. So Lightroom is kind of Adobe's, I don't know if it's a step up necessarily from Photoshop, but I think it's more for like managing large photo libraries and picking your favorites and all that kind of stuff. The thing about their Photoshop Lightroom app right now is that it's actually free. You don't even need an Adobe account to start using it. You do if you want to sync to the cloud and do, you know, that sort of creative cloud stuff. But you can use this just as your straight up video editor, or sorry, photo editor, right out of the box without having to sign in. And it's just kind of an interesting UI. It takes a little bit of getting used to kind of the layout of things. You can see down there, I've got my basic controls. So if I want to, you know, throw black and white on or off, I can swipe left and I can get, you know, access to contrast controls if I want to hype up the contrast a little bit, exposure, shadows, all of the different kind of basic adjustments, a saturation. Sure, we'll ramp that up just a tiny bit, whatever you want. If I click and hold on that and swipe up, I now get, you know, access to another one. I can adjust the curves, and I love curve adjustment, even though I'm not smart enough to know exactly how to use it. Sometimes I can make it look really cool.
Yeah. Sometimes you get lucky.
Exactly. Yeah, that looks good.
It does kind of keep you in a safe range here, I've noticed. It doesn't let you go so out of whack that things get all, you know, distorted and crazy. I'll go ahead and go up. And we've got, let's see here, vignetting. So if you want to add a little bit of vignette, you can go in the white direction or you can go in the dark direction. Actually, with this photo, vignette's going to work perfectly because of the the row of leaves. So I'll go ahead.
Oh, looks nice.
And you know, you've got all sorts of options on how it ends up looking and kind of just, I don't know. You can just kind of punch around and go nuts. Similar in some ways to, I think, Snapseed, as far as the UI is concerned and what you can do with it. And then you can make, you know, by color adjustments. So if you want to really, you know, maybe I want to increase just the greens a little bit, I can pull that up and maybe take a little bit of the blue out or however you want to do it. There are people that are a lot smarter with Lightroom than I am. I honestly, personally, have not used Lightroom on the desktop very much.
Oh, it's amazing. Once you get
a hang
of it,
it looks really impressive. And this is kind of the Android, you know, stripped down version of Lightroom. And I think it's just really great that you can do this for free.
That's awesome.
And not need an account for it. If you have large libraries, they have little features for rating your photos. So you're swiping through, you find a really good photo, you can give it 5 stars, or you can, you know, you don't like it, you can give it 1 star. You can also go through and do flagging of your photos if that's how you manage these, which, again, it's a feature that's kind of lost on me, but I'm sure people with large libraries will find a lot to like there. And then you can share it out.
Adobe's really taken a page from Microsoft in terms of their making really great products and just putting them out there and letting people use them, because they got a little, it was a little shaky about a year plus ago, you know.
The Creative Cloud has completely changed my life.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
I'd also like to note that within your new case, it looks like your display is just part of the table.
Yep.
Right? It blends right in there. So there you go.
You're right. Yeah. Oh, it really does blend in, doesn't it? So that's it. It's Adobe Photoshop, Lightroom. I feel like I'm kind of only scratching the surface, but that's the stuff that I find cool. And I'm sure if you're a big Lightroom user, you'll find even more stuff, you know, between syncing to your Lightroom account on your desktop so that you can do more detailed editing in Photoshop and Lightroom. That sort of stuff is all possible if you have an account. You just have to log in and set it up to do that. But I think it's a great free photo editing app. Top quality. Great stuff. So there you go.
Good apps this week.
Yeah. Vote for your favorite. It's AAApoll.com/243, AAApoll.com/243 for episode 243. Place your vote. We'll check in on it next week and see where we stand as we get down to the wire.
It's coming down. You're magic. If you win this week, man, you'll clinch it next week.
So this
you
is
could,
it.
Oh, you can wrap really? It up. Everything's riding on Adobe Photoshop Lightroom, but Ginger is an amazing keyboard.
I would say.
So. We should get a trophy that we have to like fight over.
that we all rotate.
No, winning is not enough. I'm a millennial. I have to get something.
Everyone's a winner. You get the sportsmanship award, Flo. Everyone wins.
Just a little pat on the back would be nice.
All right.
Jeez.
We'll give you an effort badge.
Yeah, life is so hard.
Life is hard. Something like that.
I actually hand-painted an Android figure in gold.
Oh, wow.
Are you taking credit for that photo?
No, but maybe I'll work on something over the holiday break.
All right, cool.
For next year.
For next year. And we can have it propped up behind us for every episode.
As a reminder.
No, whoever wins should be able to take it with them. They put it on their desk. They can do whatever they want.
Yeah, exactly.
For the week?
No, for the year. Like, if you won, you would get it. Yeah. Then you trade.
Although I kind of like the idea of every week we pass this to each other.
We could do quarterly. We could do my pinball league where we do 2 seasons and whoever wins the season gets to keep it through
That's
the next season.
That's a good idea.
And then they give it back. So we could break it up into, we can do 4 quarters. All right, now this is.
It's getting complicated, but I like it.
I
see charts. I need graphs. All right, anyway, let's wrap it up.
Brady, awesome having you on. Thank you so much for coming in and talking all about.
Bringing cool stuff.
Thanks for having me on. It's great to be back.
Right on. Anything you want people to know? Last chance to kind of plug whatever you have in the pipeline, I guess.
Well, so Ignites are back. If you're in a city without an Ignite, you should start one. If you want to speak at one, go to a city where there is one. You know, this is really easy. It's a good way to get into public speaking, share your ideas, and meet other people in your town. Also, if you're into hardware and you have a hardware startup, hit me up at Highway 1. We're looking for our next batch right now.
Right on. How can they find you at Highway 1?
I am Brady on Twitter.
Excellent. Easy to remember, @Brady. Thanks again. We'll have you back soon.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. We'll check in with you and see how that tablet's faring in a couple of weeks. Flo, what are you working on?
I'm working on all my end of the year stories right now for Greenbutt and PC World. The best of list is coming out soon. I think next week. It's posting next week. So did a whole video for that round, going through all the best devices of the year, of which there were so many.
There were. This has been a crazy
absolutely
year
so many.
Yeah.
I want to say there were too many, but I don't want to Yeah, I don't want to be negative.
Embarrassment of riches. Reviewing devices constantly.
But when you're reviewing devices constantly and you're using the same 12 words every single week to describe a phone or a tablet, it does become quite a bit
too
much.
A little too many.
But thankfully, I have such a love and passion for Android devices that it feels like every day is a new day. A new device.
But you know what? Take a month off from reviewing. Just to recharge.
No, I'm.
And when you go to CES, you shouldn't cover Android devices.
Yeah,
you should float. You should just look, see what's going on at CES.
You should
float. 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 Yeah.
Thanks, float. What about you, Ron?
All right, so you can find all my shenanigans over at about.me/RonXO, where you can find links to me on Google Plus and Twitter and Instagram and all that fun stuff. Holiday season is upon us, and so if you've got a special someone who likes to cook in your family, go to getdrop.com, pick up a drop scale. It's iOS only as of right now, but it's a great device, and every day I'm working hard and getting into hands of more people. It's a Highway 1 alumni, right?
Yep. Very first
proud,
class.
Very proud to be part of the Highway 1 family. Yeah, so you can find all that at getdrop.com. And, of course, check out my other podcasts over at ifanboy.com and goodfellasminute.com.
Radical. Brian, what about you?
So when I'm not doing this show, I work on a how-to show with Padre called Know How every Thursday. We got some holiday projects coming up. And considering it's the season of giving, I have contracted a cold, which I think everybody at the studio has given to each other. So,
Don't you give it to me, man.
Yeah, I can't wait till you guys all experience it. But you can also follow me on Twitter at @cranky_hippo.
I may have had that cold a week ago, so I could be the reason. Sorry.
It's okay. You're just helping me build up my tolerance, right?
Yep. Got to start somewhere. You can find me at about.me/JasonHowell. Find my music at yellowgoldmusic.com. Definitely have some news to announce in the new year. I'm going to be hosting Tech News Today with Megan Maroney here on the Twit Network. Actually, in the new year, I will not be a behind-the-scenes producer in any way anymore.
Wow.
Where is the comment on yay when you need
is this,
it? Yay!
Is this a fast clap?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is. Yeah.
Good job.
Well deserved.
I'm super pumped. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Deserved.
Looking forward to it. I think Megan and I can make a fun
I do too.
Show that is daily.
I do too.
So we're going to be doing that. More news to come. If you guys have any ideas of things that you'd like to see out of a show like this, send them to me you can send them to AAA@twit.tv. I'll get them there. Just do that. That's the email address for this show. Let me know. Yeah,
yay!
That's what we need. It feels official now that Kermit's going nuts like that. But anyways, that is it for this week's episode of All About Android. By the way, nothing changes with All About Android and Android App Arena. I'm still doing that too.
Thank God.
Voicemails, 347-SHOW-AAA. You can send us an email or video mail to AAA@twit.tv. We're on Twitter. We are at Android Show. We're on Reddit. We have a subreddit at twitaaa.reddit.com. We have all of our show notes and past episodes at twit.tv/AAA. That's the main place you want to remember. And you can catch us live every Tuesday starting at 5 p.m. Pacific, live.twit.tv. That's where we are. We'll see you there next week. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll see you next week on another episode of All About Android. Bye, you guys.
Yay!
Ron's gonna run out of here today.